During the Cold War, both sides tested hundreds of nuclear weapons. We used islands in the Pacific and the deserts of Nevada, but the Soviets had their own testing grounds, and one of them was a place called the Polygon. It was one of the most intensely nuked places on Earth. My BBC colleague, Rustam Kabul, has just completed a documentary about the people who lived there. Rustam, where is the Polygon?
The Polygon, the Soviet Union's biggest testing site, is in northeast of Kazakhstan. It's very close to Russian border in the north and close to Chinese border in the east. It's a big place at the size of Belgium. It was the Soviet Union's biggest testing site where the Soviets detonated 456 atomic bombs.
456.
456.
And what is that landscape like?
Our landscape is amazing. It's an endless Kazakh steppe, but then you see this weird-shaped walls, ruins of other buildings like apartment blocks, but that is very contaminated area. You know, in some places, radiation levels are very, very high and you cannot really go there.
So when you describe it like that, I almost feel a sort of science fiction feeling.
Indeed. It looks like the surface of the moon or the Mars, because this steppe is dotted with craters, very beautifully shaped craters with water inside. The Kazakhs call it atomic lakes.
And what was it like to visit and report there?
It was scary. I was really scared. So we were holding our radiation measuring devices, and it's very strange. You know, one step to the left, it's normal. There is nothing. And another step to the right, and radiation levels are very high, and you have to leave that place. So this whole area the size of Belgium, is contaminated.
But people did live there.
There are still some ruins of old villages and houses, but people were evacuated. But outside of the polygon, there are dozens of villages who were considered safe. But unfortunately, sometimes the radiation clouds cover those villages. There are many people who are having these effects of the atomic bombs on their health.
You spoke to one man who witnessed one of the tests up close. Who was he?
We talked to Ilyugade Nurgaliyev. He's 82 years old. He's an old man, but he wasn't just an ordinary witness. When his village was evacuated, he and his fellow villagers were taken somewhere, and they didn't know anything about the forthcoming test, forthcoming explosion. They were not expecting anything like that. And he told us his story.
Suddenly, God save us, there was a red, red flame. Everything was turned on its head and a storm began. We no longer knew where we were. The 43 of us were put under doctor's orders from then on. New illnesses started to appear.
That's so disturbing. What were you left with from your reporting? What was the feeling you were left with after seeing something like this?
I mean, I met this young girl. She was born after the polygon was closed. But she's very ill and she has no future because she was normal, healthy child until she turned 17. And then her bones started growing and she says her jaw started growing. She used to wear size 3. Now her shoe size is 9. And she has a tumor, a brain tumor, and she has diabetes. One eye is failing. The doctors say everything is linked to the polygon. Her parents lived near the polygon, and they watched the polygon tests. All her 3 sisters have bone problems, deformities. And more than 500,000 people are now believed to be carrying faulty genes because doctors say their DNAs were damaged by the atomic tests. So it's very sad that some political ambitions may destroy people's lives, and it may go on for hundreds, even for thousands of years.
The BBC's Rustam Kabul has just completed a documentary called The Polygon People. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.